Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
Be warned, the following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Field Notes Brand, USA-made memo books and other products, including seasonal limited editions. Visit fieldnotesbrand.com or 400 North May.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, this is what you need to know. Many months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, I think through the dimensional rift that I fell through, and I'm using that to upload a podcast that I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my goon companions.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fian Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmuenius Maystar. And oh, believe me, friends, hear me now. There are so many secret names of great power and wonder and magic that I shall ne'er reveal to you. Yea, if you were to come up to me and ask me o'er and o'er and o'er again, I would never respond. Tight-lipped Usador would remain as he kept those names secret, making sure that all are protected from the power and the magic of my name!
I'm contractually bound not to interrupt you anymore, and I feel like you're really pushing it. Like, you're making it longer and longer.
Am I?
Hey, how about my other buddy?
Hi.
Hey, Chun, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm a little weirded out, a little sad.
Oh, what's going on, Choo-Choo?
There's this old woman in town that I really enjoy. Her name's Rebecca with a K.
Old woman in town that you really enjoy.
Last night, they found her dead. It was... just a little old lady. She got mutilated late last night.
Ooh, what happened?
What a sad story.
She was a little old lady and she got mutilated late last night.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Shantai.
We don't know if it's werewolves or we don't know what it is.
I'm so, so sorry.
But yeah, I mean, it's a weird time to be living in Hogsface.
So you're saying there's a real possible werewolf problem going on in Hogsface right now?
That's what I just said.
That is literally what
that
you just
literally
said.
That is literally what I just said.
There are all sorts of dark dealings here in Hogsface as the minions of the Dark Lord grow more bold and fearless and feel free to attack sweet old ladies. What did you like about her so much?
Yeah, you really seem to enjoy her, you said?
Well, come on. Hey, come on. Be respectful.
In Ani's defense, it is a peculiar choice of wording.
No, she was just very kind to me. She would always, you know, just have like a little treat for me. Like anytime I passed, if she didn't know it was me, if she just thought I was like a random animal, she'd give me a treat.
So she's just constantly feeding animals, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's probably why a werewolf attacked her.
Probably.
Well, you saw a werewolf
she's
come
the greatest
she's like,
treat of all.
Yes, here's a milk bone werewolf.
That's my friend, you guys. Come on.
No, I'm sorry. What was her name?
Her name's Rebecca with a K.
Rebecca with a K?
Is that really that hard to swallow?
Have we told you about milk bones?
Yeah.
Your name is Arnie Niekamp, and you can't fathom a world in which there's a Rebecca with a K?
100% honesty, when I think my brain processed that wrong. Like, I thought the K would absolutely...
It's so simple. K-R-E-B-E-C-C-A-K. Rebecca yes. with a K.
Oh, Rebecca. Okay. What's oh. so hard about that?
Oh, well, totally. Then that makes total
He's
sense.
He's insufferable.
That makes total sense. Hey, guys, I think we should just... We should talk to our guests.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be fine. There's no need to check in with me.
I don't know anything... I'm so sorry, Gigi.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Do you want to talk about
no,
it?
No, I did, hug. But now we're past
hug.
It, so I...
Okay. Hug.
Hug. Hug. Hug. All right,
hug.
Come here.
Hug. Hug.
Real hug.
They did it. I have witnessed... Usador has witnessed the hug!
It was a one-arm...
What's this?
One-arm pat hug.
Illinois state license?
No, wait, big
What is this?
Yeah. Okay.
Who are these men on these pieces of paper?
Those
beautiful green paper.
These green papers.
Beautiful
oh,
green
that's
paper.
Money. That's money.
Wait, that's money?
It's useless here.
You seem surprised that you had slips of paper with men's faces on them.
Who poops out little sheets of paper like that?
The U.S. government.
Oh, okay.
Checks out.
But again, we have a guest here, and I don't know anything about him. He just sort of...
I thought we were not having a guest today.
I had not planned to have a guest. We were going to do a boys' night, but he just sat down at our table. He's been kind of just staring at us.
Hello.
Hey, sir, welcome to
I thought that was a statue.
No, that's a guy.
How are we doing?
Hey.
Oh.
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
I am Usador, and this is Arnie and Chunt.
Chunt the talking badger / shapeshifter.
Hello.
I gotta be honest, I'm not gonna be here for a long time. I'm just gonna take a seat. It's pretty busy in here today.
Yeah.
Oh, are you on the lamb?
No. I'm actually searching for someone on the lamb.
Oh.
Oh.
Are you like a
bounty hunter?
Bounty hunter? Or are you
No.
Are you a
like
cop?
A constable?
No. What's a cop?
a dutifully appointed guard of the realm. Also, sometimes colloquially.
Are you all right?
He's having a stroke.
Hold on, hold on. Everyone, back up. Everyone, stand up. Stand up. Stand up. I was blowing in your mouth as you were waking up.
Sometimes colloquially referred to as a cop.
Thank you for getting... Usador usually recovers from his strokes, but you got him out of it much faster than usual.
You have to tell us if you're a cop. That's a thing.
All right. I'm not a cop.
All right.
I'm looking for this man, though.
Oh. Does anybody recognize that man?
That etching looks familiar.
Someone like Smake.
It's not very...
Sure.
It's. I gotta be honest, it's not the best drawing. It's not...
It's just like an oval with two dots.
People that ugly usually go to the smoldering wilder.
Clear! Everyone stand up!
Usador, are you all right? You're just stroking after stroke.
The Smoldering Widow is another tavern here in town where the more despicable elements of our society like to drink.
Yeah, a lot of unsavory characters.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Can we get
I
your
was,
name?
I was just there.
Oh.
Looking for this guy. But, I'm bothering you guys.
No, I'm really intrigued.
I'm sure
no.
someone's getting married soon.
Well,
you guys are having
it's just Arnie's birthday, but we're not celebrating.
No, it was, but...
What's your name, friend?
I can't tell you.
Oh.
Only the people that hire me. You know my real name.
Oh, people hire you to get to learn your real name?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know what his name is. You're Hank.
That's the closest anyone's ever gotten my name.
That's always
How
the
hell did you get that?
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great...
I'll just let him...
I'm thinking about...
Let him go through this one.
I'm thinking about putting him in a home.
Yeah, it's about time.
He's a few hundred years old. I think it's time
I know.
To
it's
him
a
home.
Dangerous time for
but
the
I
elderly.
I want him to feel
Hogsfish.
Independent. Like, I want him to feel like he has his independence.
Sure.
So I'm trying to, you know, maybe figure out a good home to put him in so he doesn't, you know, a good wizard home so he doesn't feel like he's
sure.
You know,
he's
being babied.
He's a wizard?
He's a wizard.
Yeah. That's how he got close to my name.
Oh, yeah. Magically figured it out.
3 years ago, I got put a spell on me. I got put a spell on
you
me.
You got to put a spell on you.
By a wizard. I had to kill him.
Oh.
That's what I do. I kill people.
You kill people?
Yeah.
Are you a killer?
Yeah. Fancy name is Assassin.
Assassin?
Assassin?
Yeah. Assassin.
Assassin?
I'm an assassin.
Wow. And this crudely drawn person, you've been hired to kill this person?
Yeah, I've never met this man.
Do you have a name? Here's my concern about your... You've been hired to kill
someone.
Here's
my concern. You're asking way too many questions.
Sorry.
Yeah, also, I've got this satchel full of weapons.
Whoa! That is... that. There's just knives and stuff poking out of this bag.
Hello.
Hey, Isidore.
You're right? Now I remember. I've seen that crudely drawn person.
Where?
He's friends with Rebecca.
Oh, yeah.
They were not married, for they were both widows. Mm-hmm. He was a widower.
I think they were just fuck buddies.
Oh. Yes, exactly. I was going to be...
Whoa, wait. What did this woman look like?
I mean, everyone looks like that picture. That is a really creepy
really
picture.
Just I'm not talking about the man, the woman. This is my first day here. Last night, I was here for the first night.
Uh-huh. This elderly woman...
Yeah, what is
she was elderly, over 90.
No, she's an octogenarian, so she's in her 80s.
Oh, is that what that means?
Do you have that word on Earth?
We do, I always knew it meant old.
Oct.
Yeah.
Oct. It's a prefix that means eight.
Yeah, now I'm getting it.
Oh,
I'm
brother.
Not good with math. Ugh.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Oh, nameless man.
I think I killed her last night.
Oh, no.
I was just going through, checking doors downtown, and five of them were open.
Uh-huh.
I have a rule. I don't kill children.
Yeah.
Unless they are put a spell on or if they're half animal.
And also kind of nature takes care of kids anyway.
Well, sometimes.
So they grow in and I understand what you're saying. I agree.
Sometimes children got put a spell on them and then you just have to kill them.
Yeah.
Right. They got put a spell on.
If you run into the wizard Screaming Hawkins, that wizard will put a spell on anyone.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Do you know Screaming Hawkins?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yes.
That guy's insane.
Yeah, he's a nut.
Is his first name Jay?
No.
Okay, so I'm sorry. So it's very difficult to address you without knowing your name. Is there like a nickname or something we can call you?
How about Almost Hank?
Honk?
How did you know that?
Is it Honk?
How the hell did you know that?
You said it's like Hank, I guessed.
Honk.
Honk, honk.
Don't do that.
Look at his nose. Honk, honk.
Oh, no.
Stop.
Don't tweak his nose. He's
Stop.
An assassin. Choo-choo.
I can't get this wart removed.
Oh, I thought that was...
Okay, so...
I'm gonna go.
No. Honk.
No, I'm gonna
honk,
go.
I ordered
some meat up at the front. I'll be right back.
Boy, bring the meat over to this table for this gentleman.
I don't have money for tip, so I can't tip him.
We'll take care of it. You seem like a nice guy.
Hey, how much do you charge for your services?
It depends. How much does he weigh? Or how much does this person weigh?
Arnie, how much do you weigh?
I'm not gonna kill. I can't.
Yeah, don't kill me.
I can't kill him. He's new.
Yeah.
I can tell he's not from around here.
Yeah.
He's been here for a year.
Really? So how did you accidentally kill
him? Yeah,
Rebecca?
So you were knocking down... You opened five doors in Hogsface last night. You have a rule. You won't kill children, except for a few exceptions.
Right. Well, I was walking through, and as you can see, the picture, you're right. It looks like everybody.
It looks like everybody.
So, you know, I do a quick double take. I look at the person, look down, look up again, and I'm just quick with the draw, and just slicing everything I see.
Oh, God. Did you kill five people last night, or...
Not at once, but total, yeah.
No.
Yeah, total.
Wait.
She looked old, gray hair?
Yes.
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're a murderer?
An assassin hired.
Oh.
Sword.
You seem so nice.
A blade man. Well, I'm new to this. It's about six loons since I've had a regular job.
So you're a new assassin?
Yeah.
What did you do before you were an assassin, Almost Hank?
I
assistant assassin?
No, you kind of just jump into it. There's no training involved.
There's no training involved?
No.
None. It's just really the willingness to do it.
I suppose if your assassination method is to go door to door and just kill whoever looks like that picture that looks like everyone, there would be no training required.
Yeah.
Well, last night I was tired. I was trying to find a place to sleep, and I was upset.
What were you upset about?
I don't want to get into it.
Oh. Honk, this is a safe place. If you have something you need to get off your chest, you've already admitted to killing a lot of people.
Maybe he's missing companionship. Maybe, you know, Honk, if you're horny, let us know, and we'll...
I'm not, and first of all, I will never admit that. I would never admit that to people I just met.
If you want the companionship of a woman, there's plenty.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, I can't. I'm a traveler. I'm on a mission. I'm on a job. I'm on a job. I can't do that.
I think I might be having a stroke myself.
Everyone up. Everyone up.
Yeah, kill him. Kill him. No. Kill him. Cave in his chest.
How many fingers? How many fingers?
Three.
Isn't that refreshing?
Yes. I'm okay. Just don't do that again. Whew. Okay, hey, you know what? Let's take a quick break. Let's get Honk his meat. I'm going to get some water. Sure.
Can I get you guys around?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. So, wait, you said you didn't have money to...
For tip. Oh, okay. I have money for food and drink, not for tip.
I see.
I'll take a rainbow bowl. Thank you.
All right, great.
You know what? I want to try... I heard people talking recently about prophecy wine. I want to try some prophecy wine.
That sounds great.
Just an ale.
Dark? Light?
Whatever they've got.
What are your seasonals, boy?
He's too far away.
What are the seasonals here? They have a menu? What is this?
You're going to have to ask at the bar. I don't know, unfortunately.
All right. All right.
All right. Well, we'll be right back.
Bungaree Chubbins here for Chubbins Chamber Pots and so forth. Some have asked me, why is it called that? What about the so forth? What do you have that I can't get at Penhaligon's Pretty Potties? Well, in addition to our chamber pots, we have spittoons, booger banks for the wee ones. We also sell hooks for Menzies rags. No self-respecting woman, human, goblin, or otherwise, should be without one. What else? Oh, we have pieces of broken crockery on the shop floor the boy never cleans up. Those are free of charge. So, Chubbins Chamber Pots and so forth. We have things that some people need.
Last year, law and crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The 6-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today. Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Okay, hey,
colloquially.
What's that?
Colloquially.
Colloquially.
Yeah, that's good. Colloquially. What's the synonym for that?
It is, to define it, would to say it's a common local
slang.
Yes, term. Perfect.
You know, slang.
Guys, let's not talk about this. Wait, let's talk about Honk has been killing people. I want to know more about his killing people.
Well, I mean, thank God that, you know, that means that there's no werewolf on the prowl. Yeah. But I mean, also, rest in peace, Rebecca.
I think I did kill her, though. I don't know if it was a werewolf.
Honk, I have a question for you. So you don't have a name for this person that you're supposed to kill?
No, just a drawing.
Just this drawing. Can you walk me through what happened when you were hired?
Without naming names.
No, I don't do that. A night wolf came to me.
A night wolf?
Oh, there is a wolf around.
Well, this is in the South Bay.
Oh, okay.
I think they're two different things, but a night wolf came to me. Parchment around his neck. Came to it. This guy walked off the job.
Yeah.
You know, he walked off the job, and now his boss wants me to kill him.
Oh, wow.
Now, I don't ask questions. I just do my job. So the shirt, this drawing, which I did from what he told me.
Oh, okay.
So.
What did he tell you? Do you remember?
He said, find this guy. I need him back. He's one of my best managers, and this bookstore isn't going to land anywhere.
By looking at the picture, I think what he told you is this person has a head and two eyes. And a mouth.
Yeah. Well, it's been a few loons, so
that does help. That does help narrow it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely some sort
could
of
be
any face.
Could be you guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that looks like all of us and none of us at the same time.
Well, it doesn't look like you.
Yo, thank you.
That's true. It looks like a person. It does not look like a badger.
Right.
It doesn't look like an animal.
It doesn't have a long white beard.
Okay, so I will admit that of the three of us at this table, it does look the most like me. I do have a beard, though. There is no beard on this drawing, so...
No. But...
That narrows it down a lot.
But it's been a few... It's been a few loons, so... He could have grown a beard.
Sure.
I mean, he could have lost a lot, an eye.
Sorry, did you say this person is, what they did to warrant an assassination?
Well, they're a manager of a bookstore in the South Bay.
Oh.
And just, that's a crime?
No.
And they walked off the job?
Walked off the job.
Oh, okay.
2 hours a new shift.
Oh.
This big shipment
came in. The story is incredible. Big shipment came in.
Well, I don't know if I'd say it's incredible.
I am enthralled.
Oh, it's hard. Okay, Honk.
Put
it's
it down.
Okay.
Honk.
I am enthralled with the story. Please tell me.
No, if you guys are done.
Okay.
I'm done. You guys have a good day.
No.
Honk. I get it. I'm here.
Can I get an order of goose feet? Thank you so much. I don't know why. I just got craving for goose feet.
Sounds good.
Oh,
no. No, he's crying.
Oh, he's an ugly crier.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. The whole face.
When he cries, he looks like that drawing.
Oh, Honk, is it you? What was your...
No.
Honk, can I ask you a question?
He got hired to assassinate himself.
What was your job before you were hired to be an assassin?
I was a school teacher.
A school teacher. Oh, that's...
Well, a substitute school teacher.
A substitute school teacher.
At a wizard school up north.
Wow. At a Jizzle Knob?
Yeah.
Wow, I've just heard just a little bit about Jizzle Knob.
No one's heard of Jizzle Knob.
I heard about it from...
We spoke to the headmaster, Can the Wizard.
You know Can?
Yes, we know Can well.
Oh, man, that guy's great.
He is great.
He is
that guy's great.
Great.
He taught me how to read.
He's all right.
And you know what, Honk? You're great.
Honk, you're great. I have a few reservations about some of the things you've done.
Really?
But
no, you guys mean that for real?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Have you successfully completed an assassination yet? Or is this your first?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Oh, tell us a story of it.
No, they're all boring. Everyone ends up dead, so it's not... Oh. Actually, this is pretty funny. Where do I start?
Ooh, a funny assassination story.
Well, it was a flub. Anyway. So, I was following this guy for about... let me see. About 3 weeks. Weeks? Does everyone understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
So I was following this guy for 3 weeks in the woods, and I got him to this point where there was a river crossing, right?
Yeah.
And I'm waiting there across the river. I'm getting my blades out, and I carry everything in the sack. So I have blades.
Yeah, it makes
knives,
a lot of noise when
swords,
you walk.
Yeah, and I also have my clothes and spices and things like that. So I'm freaking out. I see him, I'm like, I gotta get this guy, right? And I grab... At the time, the sun was going down. No, No, this was a different guy. Okay. That wasn't the funny one.
Oh, is this a, like,
yeah.
a horrible
you know, one? I drowned him. I put a bunch of rocks in his pocket.
Oh, no.
Well, I had the knife. I was like, just kill me. Just kill me. I was like, no. I'm going to like this. I haven't eaten in 3 days. So I stripped him of all his clothes. Put on his clothes. And then intimidated him by just imitating him.
Uh-huh.
You know, usually people get a good laugh.
No,
I'm
going to
go. No, I'm going to go. I think in the circles I travel, people think that's funny.
Sure. Yeah. Assassins probably have a very different sense of humor.
Sure. Also, side note real quick, a good way to kill a wolf is to stuff stones in his pocket and put it in the water.
Is that a joke?
Oh,
you're supposed
nope.
to be funny?
No. Honk, I have a question for you. If I were to hire you to kill somebody...
How much does he weigh?
I don't know how much he weighs. I don't know much about him. What if we hire Honk to assassinate the Dark Lord?
Ooh.
He weighs 700 pounds.
700 pounds? Is he...
He's a fat dude.
He's tall, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be like how terrifying.
Tall? I don't know.
He carries it well.
8 feet.
8 feet? So he's still, like, real fat.
He's got a lot of weight on him.
It's distributed. It's distributed.
It's distributed, right. Yeah. He's dangerous. Don't think he is not dangerous.
Oh, sure.
But he is the most dangerous creature that has ever walked the face of Foon. I, with his blood-red eyes and his greasy black hair.
You should be drawing this, Honk.
His terrible bad breath.
You just drew an oval with two dots.
Ridiculous.
Don't watch. I'm not done.
No.
And his ridiculous tax codes. Oh, there is no one more dangerous. Oh, yay, he may be packing a few extra pounds, but know that he shall pound you just as easily.
See, right-handed, left-handed?
You haven't even drawn a body. You just drew a head and you put fatty across the forehead.
Can you yeah. scoot back a little bit and let me finish this?
Yeah, sorry.
He's ambidextrous.
Okay. How much would that run us?
Colloquially, that means he uses both hands.
Got it. All right, let's see. This guy?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's anybody.
That could be anybody.
That's anybody.
That has the word fatty on their forehead.
It looks like a taller version of the first thing you drew.
How much you guys got?
I have this earth money. It's rare. Is very rare here.
There's all kinds of men's faces on it.
Yeah.
I have some, let's see, I have 28, 29, I have 29 rubies.
What about you, Blue?
You have pardon me for a moment, you have a lot of those,
mm-hmm.
and they all have the number one on it.
Yes.
Does that mean they're the best?
Like, yes, these are the number one
kind of money?
Type of money on Earth.
Oh, wow.
You must be very rich.
Let me see that wall.
Sure.
What is a Best Buy?
What is a Best Buy?
It's a store. It's a store where you get like magical boxes that
so,
do
oh,
thing.
But like Merkins?
I love Merkins.
Yeah,
I started in the South Bay where I'm from.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure.
So is there just a buy? Is there a buy and then like a Best Buy?
No, I don't want to talk about Earth
Buy,
stuff.
Better Buy, and Best Buy?
Yeah, like
all three stores.
If you're poor, you go to Buy. If you're rich, you go to Best Buy.
If you're a merchant, you go to Better
Thank
Buy.
You. I don't want to talk about our stuff.
Can I level with you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was here to kill one of you.
What?
And I can't do it.
Oh.
And I came over here because this guy was yelling.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And everyone here just was cool with it, so apparently you do it all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't kill one of us, but I'm really curious which one of us you were here to kill.
I mean, do whatever you have to do.
You.
You, Sidor.
Me?
I was here to kill you.
But that picture doesn't even have a beard on it.
I just drew this outside.
Oh.
You used to work at a bookstore?
Cover story. I think Honk was
no,
the cover
No, it was
story.
All a ruse.
Oh, fear not, Honk. You are no danger to Usador.
That's you, though.
Yes.
You talk like that all the time?
But what do you mean?
Like you talk about yourself when you say your name out loud?
Usador speaks however he wishes to speak. Aye, for he is one of the greatest wizards, heir to walk the lands of Foon, protecting all the children and the men and the women of this land, elves and dwarves and
Enough.
Pixies and fairies.
Whoa, he just stabbed him! Usador! What?
Shut up!
Ah!
No, oh, all right.
That's a lot of stabbing.
Just stab me for a while.
He's taking the stabbings.
I'm a wizard, man. Get the hell out of here. What are you trying to do? Stab me to death? Come on.
No,
that was great. That was great.
That was good.
No, that was great.
It was a nice, if I were a regular human, that would have been a great assassination.
Hey, you want to feel better? Kill Arnie.
No, I will not survive
one,
that.
One stab
I will not
kill
survive
him.
That.
Here, you kill me.
Oh.
I'm done.
Oh, no one needs to kill you.
I'm done.
Honk.
You do it for free.
Honk, no.
I just want her back.
Who?
Go ahead and kill me.
No.
What, who back?
Who do you want back?
What?
Who do you want back?
You said I want her back.
Solar.
Solar? The sun? You want the sun back?
Shut up. I've had about enough of you. Those are names, Solar.
Solar.
That's beautiful.
That's not that weird of a name, comparatively.
But Rebecca with a K is? Fuck you, dude.
Where's the K? Is a K in the beginning?
So, Honk, it's been really nice meeting you, and,
I appreciate it, guys.
Wait, who's trying to kill me?
Oh, yeah. Who is trying to kill Usidor? Who hired you to kill Usidor?
Spintex?
We already talked about him.
Oh, you mentioned Dark a lot Lord? Of people. The Dark Lord?
No.
Rebecca?
Rebecca? Me?
Can.
Can, the Can. Wizard. Oh, my gosh. And it could have been any number of cans.
He's still upset that you forgot to give him a wedding gift.
I didn't realize he'd gotten married.
That's why he's pissed.
Oh,
that you forgot. You didn't even know. No writing.
Well,
no hawks or pigeons brought
anything. To be
anything.
Fair, he's confusing to talk to.
Yeah.
He doesn't know a lot about himself.
Yeah, Arnie, I wish you could have been around.
I know.
I wish you could have been here.
It's like talking to you.
I imagine I'll meet him someday, but I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe never on the podcast.
I shall purchase a gift of the most glorious nature, and I shall give it to my good friend Can the Wizard. And then you will have completed your quest, because you will no longer need to murder me.
Oh.
You're making
like
this.
You could anyway. Come on.
You're making this very easy for me. Just do me a favor. He asked no plates. They have a bunch of plates, and they don't need any more plates.
No plates.
Just
as a gift.
Just out of curiosity, Usidor, and maybe this is not information we should share in front of Honk, but what can kill a wizard?
Just about anything other than stabbing.
Oh, really? Like stabbing is the one thing.
You cannot stab me. Also, I can, we've clearly established that you can set me on fire. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'll just walk right through the fire.
Sure.
Don't care.
Can I ask a question?
I won't drown. I can breathe underwater. Yes, what's your question?
Do you have regular blood in you?
I have all kinds of blood in me.
All kinds?
I don't...
Oh, yeah. I just find it and I put a little extra in.
Oh, oof.
Maybe that's why I can't kill you.
I feel like someday I'm going to hire someone to kill you.
What? What?
I don't know.
How dare you?
Let's jump into some of these emails, actually.
Hell is that?
put the knife down. We get people write us letters, basically, who listen to this podcast, and we respond to them on the show.
I won't freeze to death.
You won't? You say that you almost anything can kill you, but you keep saying all things that can't kill you.
I know, I said that, but then I think about it, and I'm not sure what would kill me.
Hmm. Well, we'll find out someday.
All right.
Hey, I got this email. Hello and happy birthday, Arnie. Oh, thank you. My birthday was a while back. This is Austin the Giant from Moore, Oklahoma. I have been a follower of your podcast since week one and find it absolutely tremendous. Anyways, I wanted to say that it seems you don't get very much fan mail, as Shunt and Usidor seem to take most of the spotlight in other emails.
Thank you.
Therefore, I wanted to say that you're my favorite one in the show. All of your Earth stuff references crack me up. I can't believe you've turned 40. You seem so much younger, and and hip.
He's having a stroke. Everyone stand up.
No. You seem so much younger and hip, as if you were the same age as my friends. We're in our early 20s, so don't let the others get you down about your age. Thanks again for everything you guys do on a weekly basis. You're not old until you act old. Grateful listener and fan, Austin the Giant.
Oh, Arnie.
That's great.
Oh, Arnie.
What? Did you
Why
write
have you written this email to yourself?
Did you write that?
It is the saddest thing I have ever heard in all of my days.
Look, I was believing you.
And I am over 300 years old.
No. I was starting to believe it, and then you said it was from Oklahoma? Which is just, I mean, that sounds ridiculous. You just made up a word.
No, but there's a K in it.
I don't understand where.
Here's the look. I fully admit that if I were to write a fake email, almost it would
sound
be almost
just like
word
that.
For word like
it
that.
Would sound
you
just
sound
like
way
that.
Much hipper and younger than you are.
Ugh. Yes, ugh. Yes. What about you, Chunt? Did Pathetic. You get any emails?
I did. I got an email here. You can always email me at Chunt. That's Chunt with six T's at gmail.com. I got an email from Kevin Sauer. He says, "Hi, Chunt. Big fan. May I have permission to call you Choo Choo in a future email?"
Oh, how nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, sure. Great.
It's very friendly.
Choo-choo, is that a...
So is that the whole message?
That's the whole thing.
Okay, great.
We also got one here from Karate Stereo. Says, "Hey, Choo-choo, so I memory gremlins are kind of shapeshifters in your world, too."
Wait, I want to interrupt you, Chunt.
Did what's the person? Karate Stereo?
Karate Stereo?
Did they send you an email beforehand asking you if they could call you Choo Choo in this
they
email?
They didn't, so...
They should formally ask
how
you
much
first
they weigh?
Before you...
How much they weigh?
Simon, oh, no, don't kill them.
I will kill them.
So memories are kind of shapeshifters in your world, too. What would happen if you fucked a memory gremlin that, to cite a completely random example, took the form of your probably ex-wife? Would you turn into a memory gremlin, or would you turn into your wife? I anxiously await your reply. Love, Simon.
I feel like... Are they suggesting that we're the same person?
No, they're suggesting that...
Sarah moved on.
Yes, exactly. They're saying that there was a parallel memory gremlin who was probably Chunt's ex-wife, just the way Sarah is probably your ex-wife, as she has moved on and found another man to satisfy her in ways you never could.
Yeah, what do you call it?
Colloquialism.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm.
Do you... What is this? Do you turn into things when you have sex with them?
Yeah.
My brother had that.
Oh, it's not something I have. It's who I am.
Did your brother put a spell on him?
He said that too.
Here, I got another email here. Hey, Arnie, Choo Choo, and Usador. I was wondering, Arnie, have you ever considered the doppelganger effect or some sort of clone effect? Maybe when you went through the portal to Foon, you never actually left Earth. Maybe there is some sort of copy of you living your day-to-day life back on Earth while you are trapped there on Foon, and that's why Sarah hasn't tried contacting you, because to her and your daughter, everything appears fine, just a thought. Oh, boy.
That's very possible.
I mean, that would explain a lot of stuff if there was another... I mean, it's very Farscape Season 3, but I don't...
It's very what?
What?
I don't want to talk about Earth stuff.
What is it?
But yeah.
What the hell is it?
It would take way too long. I couldn't explain Best Buy to you guys. I don't think I'm going to be able to explain Farscape Season 3 to you guys.
No, we get it. It's Merkins. Best Buy is
Best
our
Buy
Merkins.
Is just like Merkins. Oh, I get that.
Okay, fair enough. I don't know. Will some of our listeners find out if there is a version of me on Earth?
The thing about doppelgangers you have to be careful of is every time you make a copy, the copy is of a lower quality than the original.
Oh my God, so there's a lower quality version of me
here in Foon, yes.
Give me that wallet. What is TGIF?
TGI Fridays.
What is it?
It's a restaurant that celebrates the last day of the week.
He said, what is TGIF? And then you said it's TGI Fridays. So you explained what one of the letters means, but not the other three.
I think it stands for that gremlin I fucked. TGIF, maybe?
Oh, boy. All right. Honk, how much would it cost to kill Choo-Choo?
No.
How much do you weigh?
Right now, I'm probably like 17 pounds.
I can afford that, I bet.
4 rupees.
Am I never going to find out what TGI means?
And so, another weekly meeting of the Peter Pan Syndrome Club is brought to a close. Isn't it a shame fantastical realms like that don't exist? But they don't. Because if they did, and the Sci-Fi Channel found out about it, they'd make a badly scripted miniseries, of which we'd watch the pilot and then give up. Usador was played by Matt Young. Ugh. Forgive that sigh of infinite disappointment. Chunt the Talking Badger was Adol Rafied. That's a verb I just made up for doing the bare minimum of something. Honk the Assassin was played by special guest Ross Kimball. Watch out for Ross in the upcoming Christopher Guest Netflix series, Mascots. Bungaree Chubbins was played by Tom Gottlieb. Craig, I'm guessing helping me with this outro stuff is all you have going on these days, so have at it.
Okay, Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban, with extra audio assistance by Jason Knox. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. I'm not allowed to get on Twitter until I finish mucking out the plasma siphoners. All of this fake stuff was sponsored by Field Notes and the Chicago Podcast Cooperative. Visit fieldnotesbrand.com or 400 North May, and visit the Chicago Podcast Cooperative at chicagopodcastcoop.com.
Craig, over here by the viewport, have you ever seen an inverse black hole?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Neither have I, and there aren't any visible right now.
Okay.
It's a funny old thing, life.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
and the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law and Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law and Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.